So here we are again, way out in the garage, and I'm your host, the eccentric Chaz. Make yourself as comfortable as you can, and we will listen to a whole bunch of far out songs together. This is the place where we play B-sides, unreleased demos, and sometimes even refined finished products of what has been lumped together under the title Garage Band Music. Yes, this is the show called Way Out in the Garage. Once a month on the second Wednesday of each month on KOWS Radio. And since this is the 13th of the month, we'll open our show with a tune from the renowned and very wild 13th Floor Elevators.
I'm she passes by, a lovely look in her eye. There she is, won't start walking up to her and start talking. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? Yeah. What's your name?
Thank you.
there is our first stack of tunes for the 13th of November out here in the garage. We started with I've Got Levitation by the 13th Floor Elevators, what is considered the first quote-unquote psychedelic band led by the infamous Rocky Erickson from Austin, Texas. And they were very popular in the San Francisco Bay Area when they came to play here. They had three different releases of that particular song on international artist label I've Got Levitation. And Chaz will mention just briefly that when he was a young man, he used to have dreams about levitation, but just weirdly that he could levitate a few feet off the ground, not really go anywhere. I don't know if that came from listening to the 13th Floor Elevators. I think it might have been before that. But anyway, then we heard The Galaxies, I'm a Worker, Etiquette Records, May 1965, the Tacoma, Washington group on that Northwest label. Then The Gants, and sometimes known as Sid Herring and The Gants, from May 1968, Statue Records and What's Your Name. And then The Fanatics, also known as Neil Ford and The Fanatics, from Houston, Texas in the 60s, and their version of Woman, which was a zombie song, as the bands very often did British Invasion cover versions. But that song was not released actually until 1994. And we shall continue on.
Do you want me to go? Tell me what I want to know. We were doing fine till you changed your mind. Now I'll go. What do you want me to say? To make you tell me to stay. I don't know what to do, nor how to please you, so I'll go. It would so relieve me if you believe me. There's nothing I can say, 'cause you don't want me to, you. So I won't argue, I'll just be on my way. If you want me to go, remember I'll still love you. So how can you justify the reasons why I'll go? How can you justify the reasons why I'll go? Thank you.
Side.
guess the needle dropped in the middle of that record and we had to go back and re-cue it. That set we heard, I'll Go by the Cynics, a Fort Worth band that did have one single in 1966, and that song was on the Fort Worth Teen Scene collection. Then we had Midway Down by The Creation, a song that my buddy Terry just shared with me. And that is a garage freak beat band from the UK, formed in 1968 and then reformed in the 80s. That particular song was on Polydor Records in 1968, Midway Down by The Creation. And then we heard The Note by Venus Flytrap, a Redwood City, California band with a female singer. The song The Note was an A-side in 1967 on the Midji, M-I-J-J-I label, and also it was a B-side on the Jaguar label out of San Jose. Not sure which came first. And then that was Come Down by Beethoven's Fifth on MGM Records in June of 1967. Rumors that it might have been a foreign band, but there's not much about them that we can find out. And, well, let's make some announcements here. Cows thanks Fawn Necton of Open Door Insurance Services, a family-owned and operated insurance agency combining community sensibility with solutions based on product knowledge and expertise in personal, business, specialty, and nonprofit insurance. They can be contacted at 707-874-2666 or on their website at opendoorins.com. And programming on Cows Community Radio is made possible through community underwriters like Occidental dentist Andrei Shevchuk. Dr. Shevchuk offers preventative care, implant placement, cavity and whitening treatment, and impression-free imaging and computer crown technology. Their offices are located in Occidental at 4066 Bohemian Highway. They can be reached at 707-874-2447. And another show that we have here on Cows, and here is their announcement. Interested in hearing penetrating conversations about contemporary spiritual practice with leading national and local teachers, authors, and senior practitioners? Tune in to The Mystical Positivist every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., hosted by meditation teachers Rob Schmidt and Stuart Goodnick. The Mystical Positivist provides commentary, book reviews, interviews, and discussion in and around the local and larger spiritual community. The thesis of the show is that rationality is in no way the antithesis of deep mystical experience. In fact, they assert that it is a necessary ally, our ally. Tune in to the originally produced Cows Community Radio program at 92.5 FM in Sonoma County, or stream it live at kowsfm.com. And now we shall stop and take a look around.
Okay. water, it tumbles all over the rocks. Ripples behind me and further away it dies. Water is flowing from snowing the season's last drought. Floating downstream on an inflatable rubber raft. Slowly the sun, having no choice, is beating on me. Warming my back and my shoulders, there's no shade to see. An illusion has entered my mind. Tripped in the water, a cool, friendly feeling to find. I'd have loved to spend my lifetime just dreaming of a love and of a kiss. I'd have loved to spend my lifetime imagining a life too good to miss. Slips away,
it's four in the day.
Back to the mob,
a slave to my job.
I'd stay here forever if I could. Further and further away goes the raft and the man. Then evening shadows creeps up with a clock in her. Truthfully say that I laugh. Floating downstream on an inflatable rubber raft.
Walking down the street, spied a beggar man with the rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket, in his tin cup I did drop it, and I heard him say as I made my retreat, "May
May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May a little whippling caress you with his toes. May a wife develop runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose.
My laundryman is really on his toes. Found $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running. Gave him back his dime for phoning. And I heard him saying as I turned to go,
may the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May a whippling caress you with his toes. May your wife develop runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose.
Behind one day to catch a train. Taxi driver said we'll make it just the same. A speed cop made it with us, and as he rolls out the ticket, I stood politely waiting for my change.
May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife develop runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with its toes. May your wife develop runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose.
In that set, we heard Stop, Take a Look Around by the Ohio Express, an album cut from the Beg, Borrow, and Steal LP on Cameo Records 1967, before the Ohio Express took a turn towards more bubblegum and pop. And then we heard The Second Helping, Floating Downstream on an Inflatable Rubber Raft. The Alhambra, California band, which was the first band of Kenny Loggins, and he actually wrote that song. It was on Viva Records. It was a B-side from January 1967. We heard The King's Ransom with a song called Shame, and it was the Allentown, Pennsylvania band's local area hit on Integra Records 1967. And then Downliners Sect, not a classic garage band, a 60s English band a la the Yardbirds and the Stones, but another example of how any song can become a garage style song, as they did May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose. Cal's Radio thanks Community Market of Sebastopol for their ongoing support. Community Market is a worker-run natural food store providing our community with organic food products since 1975. It is their mission to carry only the finest, most ethical and nutritious products for the community. They are located at the Barlow, 6762 Sebastopol Avenue in Sebastopol. You can contact them by phone at 707-407-4020. And Go Local is a community marketing co-op for locally owned independent businesses in Sonoma County. When you go local, you help preserve our community's distinct character, create local jobs, and strengthen community decision-making. When we shop and bank local, we're helping to strengthen our local community and economy. For more information, visit golocal.coop, C-O-O-P. And one more little thing. Chaz and Way Out in the Garage would like to give big ups to North Coast Solar for shelling out the bread to help us keep our lights on at Cal's Radio and here in the garage. For 40 years, they've been hooking up homeowners and businesses with solar power to improve energy reliability. And they say the sun may be 92 million miles from Earth, but if you're looking for the best solar installation company, it is best to go local. You can get all the deets at ncsr.com or give them a buzz at 707-575-3999.
Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in.
And I will start the next set of music with a song also shared with me by my friend Terry. And quite some time ago, he shared this interesting song from 1966.
Harmonica Man! We'll be right back.
shades of blue began to drive me wild. Shades of blue.
Set of songs, we heard Harmonica Man from London Town by the Torquays, a San Bernardino band that once opened for the Rolling Stones on Rocket Records from November 66, and then later it came out on Original Sound label February 67. We heard Cry by the Nightcrawlers, the first single by the classic Florida garage band led by the unique Chuck Conlon, on Lee Records, May of 1965. Then we heard Truth and Janie, a bit more of a hard rock band from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, formed in 1969. They released one single on Sound Communications Records in 1972, and that was their version of Under My Thumb, kind of a hard garage sound. And then we just heard The Werps from Hightown, New Jersey, band on the B-side of their 1967 record on WGW label, a song called Shades of Blue. And you know, we are just running out of time here on the show that plays garage band music, and we really, I don't think we really have time to play the song that I had hoped to play at this point, but once again I thank North Coast Solar for helping us power the garage, and thank listeners for tuning in to this garage band show, and would appreciate if you could tell your neighbors about it as well, and see if we can get a few more listeners to join us. And I guess we're going to find our way out of the garage. That's it for another month. Until the second Wednesday of December, this is Chaz saying good night to you. Make sure